To the anime awards that happened. Probably just do that first, get that out the way. I didn't end up seeing the anime awards. They came because it was in Japan. So if for my time, I would have to get up at 3 a.m. To watch. So
and, or stay up until 3 a.m.
Yeah, stay up till 3 a.m. So there was this past, I think it was last Sunday, I think it was, or this Sunday. I think it was this Sunday or last Sunday, I think it was. Yeah, and you had Megan Thee Stallion who was hosting it. I got the winners up of who all won. Looks like JJK was the big winner of the night. It won 9 awards there.
Sweet, yeah.
So it won a lot of stuff there. Yeah, we can get into that a little bit. So, yeah, let me pull up some stuff here for Megan Thee Stallion, who was the presenter here. Yeah, let's see. And she was also very much anime themed out. She was wearing a costume from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Her character was, I believe. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna, I think it's Carlo Bucaretti, I want to say is the character's name.
Bruno Bucaretti. Bruno.
Bruno,
yeah.
Bucaretti. I haven't gotten to that season that costume's from yet. So.
This was the costume right here. So you can see the inspiration there. Very nice. Yeah. You haven't gotten to this season yet?
No, Golden Wind is season 5, I think. I'm currently in the middle of season 2.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're on your JoJo's Bizarre Adventure arc there. Yeah.
It is bizarre.
All right. Let's take a look.
All of the honorees tonight. This was such an amazing year for anime, and it's a testament to the talented creators seated in this room tonight. And shout out to all the anime fans watching all around the world. I love that they get the chance to vote for these awards and we really get to find out what the fans are vibing to. Now, it is my honor to present Anime of the Year.
Yeah. Nice. And what ended up winning Anime of the Year was JJK. That ended up winning. But I know you probably wanted Attack on Titan there. That's what you want.
I do, definitely.
I haven't heard of this one, Bocchi the Rock. Have you heard of this one? I haven't heard of it.
I've heard the name, I've seen the poster, but I have not watched it at all yet myself.
Okay. Let's see. Chainsaw Man, we reviewed that.
That one's weird to me because that came out in 2022.
Yeah. Well, like I said, maybe
curious.
I don't know. Oh, sorry. Oh, I was saying maybe they just finally recognize its greatness, man. Maybe they just like, oh.
Yeah, probably. I suppose. They got left out the year before, so they felt like they had to add it in.
Demon Slayer. I've seen Demon Slayer, but you have not, right?
Not yet, at least. No.
There's a new movie in theaters right now, Demon Slayer, where it's basically like a recap there. I haven't checked out Demon Slayer since I binged it for the movie that released last time. And then watch the movie, and then I haven't gone back. Not, I didn't dislike it. I just thought, oh, okay, it's cool, but I didn't necessarily really go back to it there.
Sure.
And then this was ended up winning JJK, which we also did a review for very recently. That's going to be up on the site pretty soon. Oshinonoko. Do you know this one? Okay.
Another kind of music heavy scene.
Okay. Looks like they're fighting people with the power of music or something. This was a good.
I mean, that's could be cool in theory.
Vinland Saga. This was very good. I really love Vinland Saga.
Yeah, if not Attack on Titan, I would have said this.
Yeah. That's the one I would have gone with. I would have gone with Vinland Saga, but that's just.
I guess Attack on Titan wasn't even nominated for that category because it only released like special kind of movie episodes instead of an actual season.
Oh yeah, so very nice there. And this is the 8th annual Anime Awards that they did there, 8th annual one there. So the categories, so you had Best Action, which Jujutsu Kaisen also won. Best Animation went to Demon Slayer. Best Anime Song went to Idol by Anoshiko, Noshinoko, which that's the one we didn't see. Best Art Direction went to Demon Slayer. Best Character Design went to Saka Kyoso there. Don't know that one myself personally. Let's see. Best Cinematography with Jujutsu Kaisen. Best Comedy, Spy Times Family, which I hear that's pretty good. I know a lot of people rave about that.
Tim, I believe, is watching that one.
Best Continuing Series, One Piece. Best Director, Shoto Gashino. Gashozazo. Jujutsu Kaisen. Best Drama, Attack on Titan. So you got your Attack on Titan. Best Drama
there. There you go.
Best Ending Sequence, Akiri. That was a scene from Jujutsu Kaisen. Best Fantasy, Demon Slayer. Best Film, Suzumi. Which I heard a lot about Suzumi. I heard a lot about that one. Best Main Character, Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece. Best New Series, Chainsaw Man. Best Opening Sequence, Where Our Blue Is from Jujutsu Kaisen.
That is another one I would have gone with the first half of Season 2 of Vinland Saga. That River by Anonymous, I thought that was killer.
Best Original Anime, Buddy Daddies. Haven't heard of that one myself. Best Romance, Haruma, The Missing Pieces. Have not heard of that one. Best Score, Attack on Titan.
There you go.
Best Slice of Life, Bocchi, The Rock. Best Supporting
Character. That's why I haven't seen that show.
Best Supporting Character was Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen. Best Voice Actor was Arabic. It was Talib Alafari, who was in Dr. Stone. Which I heard of Dr. Stone. I hear that's pretty good.
I've heard about it. I haven't started it at all yet myself. But.
Best voice actor performance was from Chainsaw Man. Best voice actor performance in English was also Chainsaw Man. And they have one for basically every kind of language. They have one for French, one for German, one for Italian. That's pretty nice.
Kind of cool.
One actor, one for French for the Jujutsu Kaisen, one actor, one for German for Chainsaw Man, one actor, one for Italian for Chainsaw Man, and the actor for Japanese, they won one for Jujutsu Kaisen, Gojo there. And then even Brazilian one, also Jujutsu Kaisen, Spanish, Chainsaw Man, and yeah. And then Must Protect at All Costs character, Annie Forger, Spy Times Family. I don't know how you determine protect character you protect at all costs. So that's kind of there. Did you see any clips from the Anime Awards, anything like that? Or
honestly, no, I really wasn't too. I didn't really see anything except for the one you just played.
And this is, like I said, the eighth Anime one they've been doing. So the only thing you would basically just change up, I mean, you've seen a little bit more anime last year than you probably have seen before. And then they picked a lot of well-known animes, nothing too obscure, Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer, One Piece, Attack on Titan, a lot of major ones people know there. Except for a lot of ones. So, yeah, I guess people would say it's pretty fairly predictable of what won.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious, like, what the big, you know, as far as, like, mainstream hype level stuff is. I mean, Jujutsu Kaisen, I would have expected probably to win quite a few categories, even if it wasn't necessarily my favorite, but I understand why.
Yeah, and hey, how's it going there, Mr. Eggbeat? Yo, what's up? Good for you to be stopping by, man. I expect probably One Piece to win that award a lot, like best continuing anime series. I think I expect.
I wonder if anything will ever win it other than One Piece.
So they it's kind of the winners there. I've seen most of these, which is pretty good. I guess the only thing really disagree with, like you said, Vinland Saga, though, for Anime of the Year. I think that had a really strong story.
Yeah, absolutely. I maybe would have liked to have seen the Trigun in there somewhere too, but
yeah. And I know she was talking about her favorite animes here. Megan was.
It has to be
be action. Like, as soon as the anime comes, it definitely got to be a little, it has to be action. Like, as soon as the anime come on, I want to see the city getting towed up. Like, the city needs to be destroyed, like, on the first go. I need to understand why you're mad. What is the character development story? What are we going through? Take me on that ride with you.
Off the top, I'm picking people from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because they got all the style and they be, just got all the swag. So I'm going to pick Jotaro Kujo and I'm going to pick Bujirati because my boy be moving. A comfort anime that I put on when I'm having a bad day. Yeah. I definitely can throw on Inuyasha or Yu Yu Hakusho. I definitely will fall asleep to Yu Yu Hakusho like that. Yes, Yu Yu Hakusho is my comfort anime.
Go, Jay. Do you have a comfort anime?
Attack on Titan, kind of. Honest. I mean, I like dark,
sad. You go to sleep to genocide.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the kid that was reading the like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein in high school all the time. So,
What was the first question? It says your favorite anime genre. She said action. That's her favorite one. There was that what you said? That's your favorite one.
I do. I mean, I think action can be a lot of fun, but, you know, I've never been the biggest into a lot of the shonen series, stuff like Dragon Ball Z or Bleach or One Piece. Certainly action, I think, has its place, but I like when it's got that genre fusion. I mean, Attack on Titan won Best Drama, but that's also a very action-heavy series, so I like it to have at least a couple of things mixed in.
I definitely will fall asleep to Yu Yu Hakusho like that. Yes, Yu Yu Hakusho is my comfort anime. Gojo, because Gojo could do anything. So yeah, he got to back me up in my freestyle battle, and he's gonna win. Sorry.
Yeah, Gojo is OP though. I mean, he's like Gojo is. I mean, like he basically can do everything in this fucking show, basically. Yeah. So yeah, he is extremely powerful.
Bring yourself into a corner with those characters, and you gotta do something to get him out of there for a little while.
Yeah. But that was nice picks. Inuyasha, Yu Yu Hakusho. I haven't seen Yu Yu Hakusho in a minute. I haven't seen that there. And then this person said, I love anime, but the anime awards. Yeah. You don't like the anime awards there, Bart? I wonder what's your issue with the anime awards. Well, maybe it gets better, you know. It's only the 8th annual one. They're still figuring out, working out the kinks, maybe.
Hey, the Game Awards didn't feel like a real production until like 8-9 years in, so.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, we also agree. No Vinland Saga love at the awards. We also agree. I thought Vinland Saga should have got something. I thought that was really good storytelling. Really well done. Really sucks you into the story. I thought, and especially really more heavy focused on a lot of the character work, a lot of the drama, a lot of the writing there, as opposed to. I mean, it had a lot of that in season one too, but also you were watching people like okay, you know, violence and killing and also that stuff was one of the big draws there. You didn't really have that kind of going on there in the second season. It still was compelling, and still very well done.
If anything, I thought it was more compelling with less action.
Yeah. And he's upset that Johnny Bosch didn't win. Johnny Bosch, he was the guy. He used to be the Black Power Ranger back in the day, and okay. He also, I think, did he do for which anime character? I forgot exactly which.
Is he one of the English dubs for this year?
Yeah, he was one of the English dubs this year. Can you say what character he was there, Barton, this year? I think he was the one for Trigun, right? He did Ichigo. He was the Black Ranger there. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Trigun. Make sure here really quick.
And no Trigun love either, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, he was. He was Trigun and Vash too. There, did you? Okay, yeah. Vash Stampede.
The original, too, right? He was the English dub for the original series, and then he came back and reprised his role for Stampede as well. I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He has he's got a lengthy career, and he also does a lot of video game work. I see too. He does a lot of animation as well. So yeah, he does a lot of great voice work. Yeah. So he did not get it for the English there for the English dub. So. Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. But Trigun Stampede. I thought Trigun Stampede had a pretty good animation too with it. I thought it had good
art. Yeah, I love the way they look. I know it's the 3D, you know, style of it. It definitely throws people off at first, but I really do think if you give it a couple episodes, kind of get used to the way it moves, it lends to some amazing action sequences, especially in the second half.
Yeah, Bash the Stampede. Yeah, Trigun. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought it had cool kind of art style action. It has this as well. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. But, yeah. And then he also said for 3D animation, Trigun did it best.
I agree. I think it's some of the best I've seen.
Yeah, I will say, usually I'm not a huge fan of 3D animation, but the Trigun Stampede one was pretty good. And we also did, we did a review for that. That's up on the site there, youtube.com. The afternoon, too, we did one for Vash the Stampede, and we went back and reviewed the old Trigun series as well. We did that.
Yeah.
And that was fun going back and watching the old version as well, too. Yeah. Anything? So you didn't really see it there much, but you think there's any category you would see that they would... that you kind of want added a little bit?
Oh, I mean, they have a pretty extensive list there. I really can't think of anything that I feel is missing, honestly. Maybe like a best OVA, which, you know, stands for original video animation. And I think like the Attack on Titan special episodes might have counted as an OVA because they were released as these standalone things outside of a typical program block on TV, so that might allow for some other stuff that just doesn't fit into the traditional format, maybe.
Yeah. Barton says best fight.
There you go. That would be a good one.
Yeah, they have best action, but they don't have best fight, like the key best fight of it. That would be kind of fun, maybe, to add there. Yeah, I mean, if that had that chord, I mean, JJK probably would have one too if they had that.
It probably would. Although I gotta say, yet again, that's another spot where I would maybe go with Trigun. I thought that season finale battle with them flying over the city. Oof.
Mm, yeah. Stuff. But the, I don't know, I think they might probably, if they had best fight for JJK and JJK win, they probably would do the one where they're in like the subway. They probably would do that one where they're in there. Mm-hmm. Where Gojo goes into like the infinite void. They might just do that one.
I think if I was going to pick one from JJK, I think I'd, for this season, I think I'd go with the fight in the bathroom with like the blood sorcerer character.
Oh, that was a good one too, yeah.
That had a lot of like straight up like references to the Raid Redemption, some of the action scenes in that second movie.
Yeah. Barton says Toji's.
That was a good one too.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, that was kind of the anime awards stuff there. I didn't even know that they really, I mean, was really an anime awards that kind of stuff. I think just because Megan Thee Stallion was hosting, that kind of brought me more attention to it. If they got other people, I don't know who other celebrities are like big fans of anime. We talked about that. Maybe you can get, I know Michael B. Jordan says he's a big fan of it.
Get him. John Boyega,
get him. But yeah, and get them to kind of come in and do these hosting jobs there.
Alicia Day, probably. I don't know for sure, but I feel like that makes sense.
Get who?
Felicia Day. I don't know.
For oh, Felicia
sure.
Day.
An anime fan, but I know she's a giant nerd in general, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I know she. Yeah, she's big into D&D, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she hosts like a whole like live D&D show. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think she being a D&D big nerd there. She looks like a person. I think. Oh, I see on her YouTube channel. Looks like she does streaming here. I see her doing some Helldivers. She's playing that.
Oh, there you go.
She's getting into that. Yeah. I wonder if she has any bad stories about Joss Whedon. I hope not.
Hopefully she was just not in the show enough for it to come up.
Yeah. She would be
cool. Like everybody else did, so.
That was the 8th annual Anime Awards. Next time though, I'll be checking it out. I'll be seeing I can catch the stream there when it's on.
Maybe we'll have done more stuff over the next year too, so we'll have seen more of the entries.
Yeah. All right.